8:30 on Friday, August the 18th, 2017. This is a conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. We will call this call to order.
Can we ask who else has joined? Sorry, can we ask who else has joined the call?
Hi, this is Chris Early.
Hi, Chris.
Chris Early, the Shellfish Policy Coordinator.
Hi, this is Heather Reed. I'm on the call, too.
Hi, Heather.
Morning.
Thank Tammy, you. Are we okay to proceed?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay. First item, Agenda A, is the 2018 Spring Black Bear Seasons and Regulations. This is a decision. Looks like, Stephanie, you've got the ball.
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman.
Good morning.
For the record, I'm Stephanie Sinek. I am the Carnivore Fur Bear Section Manager in the Game Division of the Wildlife Program. I'm going to briefly review the proposed changes to Wildlife Administrative Code 220-415-080, which I presented at the August 4th Commission meeting in Olympia. This rule outlines the requirements related to participating in the spring black bear hunts through a special permit. Note that any bear harvested through this permit does count towards the annual two bear limit. We brought this forward.
Stephanie,
yes.
Could I interrupt for just a minute? It may be me because I'm on a cell phone down on the coast, but I can't hear you very well. Is everybody else hearing her okay?
Okay,
I'm hearing her.
I'm hearing her.
Okay. I'll do my best. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. I'll speak up if that helps.
We're good.
Okay, as I was saying, this was brought forward in August rather than in March in an effort for the department to be more responsive and be able to assess what is needed for the very following year. The first proposal is to extend the season ending dates from May 31st to June 15th for the following game management units: GMU 154, 162, 166, 169, 172, 175, 181, and 186. This will help align those units with other units that we have in Eastern Washington. The next proposal is to remove the Monroe Hunt area in Game Management Unit 418 to reduce the number of permits in the Long Beach Hunt area Game Management Unit 684 from 20 permits to 12 permits. This is in response to the management success that we have seen from the previous hunts. The third proposal is to add Game Management Units 638 and 648 to the Copalis Hunt area, which is Game Management Unit 642, with the exclusion of the U.S. Forest Service lands located in those GMUs. These changes do not affect the process by which the hunters will participate. And the proposed changes, as I mentioned earlier, will assist the department with providing more responsive management. Information relevant to this topic was provided to the public through the department website, news releases, and the hunting pamphlet. We did not receive any comments on this topic prior to the August 4th commission meeting, and only received one telephone call yesterday inquiring about what was being presented today. On behalf of the department, I am requesting approval from the commission on the proposed changes as presented with respect to Wildlife Administrative Code 220-415-080, and I'm willing to answer any questions or provide any additional information at this point if needed.
Are there any questions from the commission? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Commissioner Caney, I move to adopt WAC 220-415-080 as presented.
Commissioner Smith seconds.
Okay, Commissioner Caney has a motion. Commissioner Smith has a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you all.